Okay, it's Siyum Day, Shabbat Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, with Tabak Kuf Nun Zayin, Amar Alef Tashema, coming your proof. In Mashkin Meshochtin, the Midbarat Val Mashkin Meshochtin, the Baitiyot. Right? So you can't give water to and you can't slaughter the wild animals, non-domesticated animals on Shabbat. Those animals aren't considered designated, right? There was no avamina that you're going to use those. However, you can give water to and slaughter domesticated animals. They're in your possession and therefore considered to be prepared. That seemingly, according to Yehuda Shita, that something has to be davka designated for your use in order for it not to be considered muktzah. Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrina Eshkach, right? So that's not a problem. Sure, that is a Stam Mishnah that accords with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and you would assume that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like all Stam Mishnayot, and therefore it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's a good proof. Rabbi Yochanan has a different Stam Mishnah which suggests that we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and that's how he could Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, because yeah, he Paskins like the Stam Mishnah, but here we have contradictory Stam Mishnayot, right? Like the following Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrin Magbin Mal Shulchan Atzamer V'Klipin. So Beit Shammai says that you can take off the bones and peels from the table that are disgusting, that are dirty, you can take them off on Shabbat even though those bones and peels have no use. Beit Hillel Omrin Misalik the Tavla Kula Minara. So Beit Hillel says, no, you take away the entire table and shake it out. Rather, you shouldn't touch the muksa things themselves. Amar Rav Nachman, and then Rav Nachman says, Anu ein lanu ela beit shammai ki Rabbi Yehuda beit Hillel ki Rabbi Shimon. Says no. We hold that really you have to flip the shitas because beit shammai holds. Must we hold the more machmir opinion that you have to shake up the table, and Rabbi Shimon must hold the more mekel shita. Beit Hillel must hold the more mekel shita like Rabbi Shimon, that you can remove the muktzah itself. So because this Mishnah clearly indicates that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan holds, so that's why it's not a problem that he doesn't paskin like the other Stam Mishnah, which seems to accord like Rabbi Yehuda. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. So actually, Rav Acha and Ravina have a machloket about this. Chad Amar Mechol Shabbat Kula Halach Rabbi Shimon. Levar mi muktzah machamat mius, right? One says that we always paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Shabbat, except for muktzah machamat mius. If something is disgusting, then we are not allowed to touch it. It's considered muktzah, right? And that is why. So that in that case, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon muktzah machamat mius. Umaynihu ner yashan. What is that case of muktzah machamat mius, right? That you're not allowed to move. That is the case of an old candle that's all disgusting and dirty. So one holds muktzah machamat mius, so something that's muktzah because you don't want to touch it because it's so disgusting and filthy. Still, the lachas of Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to touch it, right? But rather, where do we not paskin like Rabbi Shimon? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to touch it. Labar muktzah machamat iser, right? When something is muktzah because of its involvement in something that is prohibited. What is a muktzah machamat iser? Ner sheidliko bo beota Shabbat. Talking about a candle that was lit on that Shabbat. About muktzah machamat chesron kis. However, when it comes to muktzah machamat chesron kis, even Rabbi Shimon himself would agree that you're not allowed to move muktzah machamat chesron kis, as we referenced earlier by the expensive pieces of wood. That's not against Rabbi Shimon Shita. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you're not allowed to move expensive wood. It's not. It's really in the Mishnah called kelim talam b'Shabbat. All vessels can be moved on Shabbat. Chutz mi masmer agadol. Me masar hagadol v'yeted shel machareisha. Right, all things can be moved except for a very large saw or the blade used on a plow. These things are very expensive. People are very particular to keep them in good shape. In which case, so for that reason, even Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's going to be usher to move. Right? And the machloket is only as to whether or not we paskin like Rabbi. Machloket is only like whether or not we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that you can move muktzah machamat mius but not muktzah machamat iser, or you can move muktzah machamat iser but not muktzah machamat mius. Kenu Mishnah ma'firin nedarim Shabbat. You can nullify nedarim on Shabbat. A husband or a father can nullify the neder of their daughter or wife nishalam darim shen sarach Shabbat, and you can go to a chacham to exempt you from a neder for something that's necessary for Shabbat. Make a neder against owning Shabbat, let's say, then you can go because it's necessary for Shabbat. You're not allowed to cover up a window, seal up a window. Furthermore, you are allowed to measure out a rag to see if it's big enough to contract tuma. You're allowed to measure a mikvah to see if it's big enough to immerse in it. Right, the following event happened in the days of the father of Rabbi Tzadok and the days of Abba Shaul, the son of Batnit. Shmakutam or Betapiach, right? They sealed up a window with clay. The Kashuta Makida Begemi. And then they tied up a shard of an earthenware vessel with a reed, Leida Imyesh Begigit Poteach Tevach Imlav, to see if there was a hole in the roof the size of a tefach. We're going to get into exactly what they're talking about here. And from there, Maiseh, we learned that you're allowed to seal up a window, you're allowed to measure, measure something, and you're allowed to tie a knot if necessary. Gemara, Ibayelu, we asked him that, Hafara ben Letzorach ben Shelo Letzorach, Vishaela Letzorach in Shelo Letzorach lo, Umishimachi kamiflegim adate. Right? Meaning, if you notice, the Mishnah breaks them up, right? Let's go back to the Mishnah just to kind of see the lesson inside. Mefir Neder Mishabat, right? A man can nullify the neder of his wife or his daughter on Shabbat. Vinish alim lenedarim shen letzarech Shabbat. And you can go to a chacham to ask about, to get out of a neder that has the necessity for Shabbat. It seems like the necessity for Shabbat is only on the nishalim, but not on the mafirim. So here's what we're asking. Is hafara also, are we saying we broke that up? Because a man can do hafarat nedarim on his daughter or his wife's neder, whether or not it's letzarech or shelo letzarech. Right, meaning it was only letzorech was only significant by shoalim and not mafirin. So are we saying that that distinction does not come into play by hafara? Usheila letzorech in shelo letzorech lo. But when it comes to asking a chacham, only if it's necessary on Shabbat, umishumachikam b'filgim b'daday. And that's why the Mishnah broke them up, because there's a different din here. Odim hafara nami letzorech in shelo letzorech lo. Or perhaps we want to say that the man nullifying the neder of his wife or his daughter is also, you make the distinction of only if it's letzorech Shabbat, but not shelo letzorech Shabbat. And the reason why the Mishnah taught them separately, Mishum da fara ein tzarech beitin, v'sheila tzricha beitin, is because hafara, nullifying vows, doesn't need a beitin, whereas sheila needs a beitin, and that's why. We're just teaching you a different set of halacha. We divided them not to teach you that there's a difference between tzarech Shabbat and shelo tzarech Shabbat, rather just to teach you that there's a difference that one needs a beitin and one does not need a beitin. Tashema. So come in here a proof as to why they were divided. Is it because letzorech shelo letzorech is only a distinction relevant by asking a chacham to exempt you from your neder, or was there a different reason we divided them? Tashema. Itani Rav Zute debe Rav Papi mafir nidarim Shabbat letzorech Shabbat. You're allowed to do hafarat nidarim on Shabbat letzorech Shabbat. Letzorech Shabbat in shelo letzorech Shabbat lo. That definitely seems to imply that even hafara is only for something that's necessary on Shabbat, like if your wife made a neder against benefiting from something that would be an owning Shabbat. But for shelo letzarech, no, even by hafarat nedarim. Lishnach rina, a different language, ibailahu. So it was asked, letzorech atarvayu katani, shelo letzarech lo, alma hafarat nedarim me'et le. So letzarech went on both of those things, on hafara and sheila. Shelo letzarech lo. But and in both of those cases, if it's not letzarech Shabbat, no, you're not allowed to do it. Alma hafarat nedarim me'et le. And there, and consequently, we can learn the following, that when it comes to hafarat nedarim, when it comes to a man nullifying the vow of his daughter or his wife, he has a full 24-hour period to do so. That's a machloket. And from the fact that he's not allowed to nullify his wife or his daughter's vow on Shabbat, unless it has to do with Shabbat, that means we must be giving him the opportunity to do so after Shabbat. There's no way we can say that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbat, and therefore, and then your time is up by after Shabbat. Rather, he must get a full 24-hour period to do so. But the machloket is whether or not you have all day to do it or any 24-hour period, right? So if you have all day to do it and you hear it in the morning, right, and you can't nullify it because it doesn't have anything to do with Shabbat, and then Shabbat ends, so then you lost your opportunity to nullify the vow. Cannot be that we don't give him full 24 hours and that he can't do it on Shabbat. Either he's allowed to do it on Shabbat, but he only has the Shabbat day, or he's not allowed to do it on Shabbat and he has a full 24-hour period, so he has the time to do it after Shabbat. Odilma, or perhaps the other is true. Ki katani letzorech, asheilo dekatani. Right? When we said letzorech Shabbat, that's only by sheila for a chacham to exempt you from your vow. Avarafa nederim, afilu shelo letzorech, alma for nederim kol yom. Right? However, when we said by nullifying your wife or your daughter's vow, that was whether it was letzorech Shabbat or not letzorech Shabbat, and because you could do it on Shabbat, even if it's not letzorech Shabbat, so we would conclude from there that it, as far as the machloket of whether you have all day or do you have a 24-hour period, you have all day because you could do it on Shabbat. Right? Tashma. Came in here another proof as to whether or not we hold that it's shelo letzorech or shelo letzorech, that shelo letzorech is mutter for hafara, but not for she'ela, or whether it's also for both of them. Tashma, Netani Rav Zuti Debe Rav Papi, Mafir Nedarim Shabbat Letzorah Shabbat. Right, you're allowed to make a hafara in the darim on Shabbat Letzorah Shabbat Letzorah Shabbat Inshlo Letzorah Shabbat Lo. Right, and clearly that implies that only if it's necessary for Shabbat, you can do the hafara. However, if it's not necessary for Shabbat, you cannot do the hafara. Alma hafara nedarim be'et la'et. Right, and since you're not allowed to do it on Shabbat unless it's necessary for Shabbat, that would imply that you can't do it on Shabbat unless it's necessary for Shabbat. So you must have a 24-hour period to do so, because we have to give you some opportunity to do the hafara nedarim. Rather, you can do it the next day within 24 hours of hearing upon the neder. Amar Rabashi, v'ha'anon tanan, but didn't we teach hafara nedarim kol yom? Right, that you have one day, you have the whole day to do so. V'yesh b'davar la'akiv la'achmir, and there's a kula that comes along with having it the whole day, meaning that you're allowed to do it on Shabbat, but there's also a chumrah that comes along with being able to do it the whole day and not 24 hours. Ketzad, and what is the chumrah kula? Nadra leil Shabbat, if she made a neder on leil Shabbat. Mefir leil Shabbat, the yom Shabbat, ashtechsha. Right? So then you can make the neder, do the hafarat neder on the night of Shabbat and the daytime until it becomes dark. Nadra im chashecha. However, if she made the neder as it was getting dark, mefir ad shelotechsha, you only have until it gets dark, it could be a couple of minutes, right? Sheim lo hefir mishay chashecha en yochala hafir. Because if you do not do it within the day that she within the day that she did the hafara, then you cannot, within the day that she made the neder, you can't do the hafara, right? It may leave you with a couple of minutes, and that's what makes it more difficult. That is the tzad chamar, the tzad kal, is that you can do it. The tzad kal, however, is that you can do it even on Shabbat. Tanaihi, and really it's subject to a Tanaik dispute, Tanai will end up right after the Rim Kol Yom, that you have that day to nullify the neder of Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amr Meidle. But they say they have a 24-hour period. When you shalom nudarim, you go ask Chacham to exempt you from a neder. They ask on this point, Kshil Hayal Opanai, Odilma Filo Hayal Opanai. If you had the opportunity to go ask Chacham before Shabbat and you didn't take it, right? Are you still allowed to go ask on Shabbat? Or you're only allowed to ask if you didn't have the opportunity. Tashma, v'yaskiku le rabbanan le rav zute, b'rei d'rav zeira, v'sharu le lindare, v'afal gav, d'hava le p'nai. Right? Well, we can clearly learn from the following story where the rabbanan allowed Rav Zutra, the son of Rabbi Zeira, to go ask a chacham about his vow, even though he had the opportunity to do so before Shabbat. Clearly, that even if you have the opportunity, that does not withhold you from going to be shoel on the neder, even on Shabbat, even if you had the opportunity to do beforehand. Shepaku etamor betapiach v'gashuta mikida begemi. Right, so that story where they sealed up the window and then they tied a reed to an earthenware shard to see how big the hole in the roof was. Amar Yehuda, Amar Hil Kati Ketana Haita Ben Shnei Vatim V'Tuma Haita Sham V'Gigi Seduka Munachat Agavan. Here was the story, right? Two houses, an alleyway in the middle, and there was a roof on top of the alleyway. Something was tummy in the alleyway, and so if the roof had no hole in it, that would make that whole area Tuma Tame Mishum Ohel, because everything is underneath the airspace of that Tuma. So they needed to do two things, right? Upakku Tamur B'Tapiach. Right, so they sealed up the windows with earthenware so that the Tuma wouldn't get into their houses. That was the first thing they did. And then they tied a reed to the earthenware vessel to see if there was a hole in the roof. Right, that way they can kind of see how big the hole is. If the earthenware vessel was able to fit through the hole, then they know it was a full tefach. In which case, there's a crack in the roof, and so that can't constitute Tumat Ohalim. But if the vessel cannot fit through, the crack was not big enough, and everything underneath that airspace is now going to be tummy. That's what they did. And from their actions, we learn the following: that you're allowed to seal up the window on Shabbat. You're allowed to measure out the. You're allowed to measure something out on Shabbat. Meaning you're measuring out the shard to see how big it is. And you're allowed to tie the reed to the shard on Shabbat. Ula ikla be resh geluta. When Ula went to the house of the excellent, chaz darover huna di yativ be avuna de maya beka mashachle. So he saw that Rav Huna was sitting in a tub of water and was measuring the water. Amar le, Amar da Amri Rabbanan Medida de Mitzvah, de Lav Mitzvah Mi Amor. Because that which we taught, that you're allowed to measure the water that's only needed for a mitzvah, like the mikvah. You're measuring it for no mitzvah whatsoever. Who would say that you're allowed to do this? Amar le, Mit Astik Ba Alma Ana. He says, I wasn't paying attention. I'm not like measuring it to know how much it is. I'm just kind of doing it, not thinking about it, just kind of passing the time, doing it without being particular or adding up the measurements in my head. So it's not a problem. It's only if I was really mitcha, if I was only trying to calculate the exact measurements, that is when it would be an issue. Hadron Alach Mishehshich Veslikala Mesechet Shabbat. Shukoyach, big mazal tov. It's been a nice long 5-month journey. Looking forward to starting Erevin tomorrow. Yashukoyach.